In this episode, you'll discover a fast reset for your busy brain. And I challenge you to use this trick all week for a little more peace of mind. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session, a short episode to help empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and therapist here to help you calm your mind, reset your focus, and actually feel better. If you're ready to bring more presence and self-compassion into your week, you're in the right place. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello there, friend. As a quick follow-up to Friday's episode about reducing your overthinking, I thought it would be fun this week to issue a little bit of a challenge. You see, we have a problem. Most people have no idea the difference between thinking and being present. A wise man once said, thinking is not awareness. Awareness is deeper. And I totally agree. When we're thinking, we're stuck in cognition. And frankly, we're making things way too complicated. When we're present, we're willing to be in the situation. I have to tell you, as I'm recording this podcast today, I've been struggling with something over the past week or two. Someone in my life is having a terribly tough time. Isn't it hard when the people that we care about aren't thriving? It's so uncomfortable when it's not our business, it's not our problem, but our heart kind of hurts, you know? And frankly, this type of situation, whether we're talking about a parenting issue, a friendship issue, a partnership issue, or maybe a bigger family or world context issue, when we're uncomfortable with someone else's discomfort, when we're uncomfortable, we overthink. The brain starts rumination. And as I said, that makes things way more complicated. So in this quick episode, I'd like to remind you of a few little skills that will help you solve the rumination. Because honestly, if you don't change the radio station, you're gonna keep hearing the same song. If there's a lot of words happening in your mind, you know that you're probably not able to be as present as it might help you to be. So making a shift to being present will actually just simplify things and stop rumination, which frankly stops a bunch of drama. Believe me, I've had to pull myself back from the brink of getting involved in someone else's business too many times to count in the last couple weeks. But I'm going to stay present and be willing to show up in a situation and just talk about what's happening for me. This is a really important part of shifting the dynamic between being present and being stuck in our heads. So I'll give you some instructions. I think the hardest thing is to notice what's happening. And that's an easy statement that makes it sound simple, but noticing what's happening means that you have to be able to learn to discern when you're having a lot of thinking and see it for what it is. Thinking, the workings of your mind. And then comes the hard part. You have to be willing to redirect your attention. You have to be willing to leave the thinking that your brain is so intent on doing and can actually be quite addictive thinking. It's very exciting. The brain likes to do it and it'll drag us along if we allow it. We have to be willing to redirect the brain in order to stop rumination. One easy way that I tell my clients to do this is to plan for thinking time. You know, when you're going through a difficult situation and it hogs up all your mind space and exhausts you. Yeah, this is a good opportunity to just plan to think about it later. meaning you create boundaries. You know, when your partner or someone you care about wants to talk with you about something difficult, and you tell them, I can't talk to you about this right now, but we can talk about it later. That's kind of what I mean by this. Just planning to think about something later and not do it at any other time. And when it is thinking time, what I would recommend is not just thinking, meaning keeping it all internal, but rather to maybe do some writing or even talk aloud to yourself. If you ever drive by me and I'm in my car, that's what I'm doing. I'm using my planned thinking time. Yeah, I probably look like a madwoman, but who cares, right? We have to create boundaries around when we're going to think about difficult things and when we're going to be present in our lives. Thinking is a brain-based activity, and being present is done with your whole body and your heart in a way. This way to make the shift is very, very easy. All I want you to do when you notice that you're thinking a lot is focus on slowing your breath down and slowing your thoughts down. So this week, it's a very simple challenge that I have for you. Be willing to redirect when your brain is being overactive. Enter your present environment. Use your eyes to see what's in the room. Use your air to slow everything down a bit and notice what's happening. Really hone in on details. Feel the air on your skin. Smell the smell in the air. And listen to what's happening around you. It's a pretty simple challenge that when practiced actually teaches your brain not to think so darn much. So good luck with it. And if you find it helpful, reach out and let me know. That's your mini session for today. Thanks so much for spending your time with me. I really appreciate you being here and doing this work. Stay tuned for another episode on Friday. As always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out all of my resources. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.